the recording. Here's Morty.
Yes, I'm an Aleph. Halacha Gimel, 18A1.
Okay, this is going to be really easy schmeezy. Yesh v'truma meiser mashen kin b'kum. Yesh v'truma meiser mashen kin b'kum. Now we have things which are by truma meiser, which are not by b'kum. Sha truma meiser oisunas hagaret. That is to say that if you haven't taken off truma, it has a lock of tevel and you can't eat from it. Mashen kin b'kum, which what? You can eat from it. There's no din of tevel there, right? Yeshla and shear, they have a shear. Here we have to explain what that means. What do you mean it has a shear? Doesn't have a shear. Evam shein lahem shear, right? Hapeh of habikurim. So bikurim doesn't have a shear, and truma doesn't have a shear. Trumas maisha has a shear. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about truma umaiser. So they have a shear. But truma doesn't really have a shear. So they explain, it means that there's a mukar who says this.
On the 40th, on the 50th, on the 60th.
The same thing is true for Bikurim. Bikurim also, the share is 1/60. And so the one that speaks this out is here, look at the name Maisha. Yeshla and Shir, Maisras Midar Raisa. Utruma Yeshla Shir Midarabanan, the 1/50. Vasmachor Abanakra. We had it earlier in the Mesakta. Hey, Matsinu Bichumas Migyan. Okay? Avol bikurim ein lohem shir. Afagav the Tony Hawker Bereish Parak Lekamon have bikurim achem shishim. Because mokam lo matzino remez lozem yamikra. There's no remez in the pasuk. Elo hachamim hishvo aysam lepeya shi achem shishim. So just like peya is one from 1/60, so they went out and they compared it to peya, but there's really no mokar. So that's what it means that they have shir. Means truma has a shir, that there's at least an asmachta for the shir. And Bikurim doesn't have any share because it just seems to be randomly selected.
Where was the
Asmata for Truma? Migyan. There was a whole limbut over there.
Is there any other case that you're going to compare Bikurim to Peya?
Yes,
not that I'm aware of.
you're just something out of nowhere.
I don't know. I don't know how they made that comparison. That's what it says in the Pnei Vaisha. Okay, that's what some people say. Other people say that pshat is not that the pshat is because there's no shir means there's no shir lamala. So truma has a shir that you can't make your whole field truma. You have to have leftover. When it comes to bikurim, though, you can make your whole field bikurim. So in that sense, it doesn't have a shir. Okay, next. Nohagin b'chol peres v'chnei bayis. I'm sorry, Nogim B'chal Paris. Truma and Meiser are by all Paris, but Pre-Kurim is, of course, by the Shemus Minim. If the Meiser Mitzvah is not around, you still have Truma, at least Rabbanon. But by Bikurim, if there's no bias, there's no Bikurim. Uba Arisin, Uba Chakaris, Uba Sikrik, and Uba Geislan. That's what we said. One, how do you translate that? Sharecroppers and tenant farmers, they have to give Truma. And at least on that part that they grow, I guess, for themselves. See, what does he say over here?
A sharecropper and a tenant farmer don't own the land.
Yeah, that's correct. That's why there's no bikurim there. Mashenkin, when it comes to truma, a sharecropper separates a truma, it's valid, even if the landowner later protests. All right, next. And as far as Geneva is concerned, so we say that if it's after Yush, they're kinda, and the Yushami holds that Yush, the din of Kaka and Nixalis is not 100% true, that Kaka is Nixalis after Yush, and they therefore are kinda, and therefore they have to give Truma. But when it comes to Bikurim, because it's compared to carbon, so we won't allow it even after Yish. Okay, we had all that already. So Harel Bikurim, Harel Bichurim, Meiser, Mashenkin, Bikurim. Okay, we explained all that. Now, next Mishnah, Yesh Bikurim, Mashenkin, Bichurim, Meiser. There's things by Bikurim. What's unique about Bikurim? Bikurim, Nikdam, Bikurim, Lakarka. means that you designate them while they're still mechuber. You go ahead and you tie your little red bindle around your little fruit that's coming out, and you're designating it while it's still attached to the ground.
So how can you make your whole field be covered?
Do a lot of tying.
What?
Do a lot of tying.
All coming up at the same time?
Tie them all. Tie all your fruits.
It's supposed to be the first fruit.
Well, it's the first there's a first FIFO, right? Isarim kosad deo bikurim. The next line here, look. A person can make his whole field bikurim. The chayav achiyuson, and your chayav, that is to say, if they get lost, before you bring them to the Mizbeach, you are responsible. If you lose the truma, you're not responsible. Tunim carbon, they require carbon shlomim. L'chachila, supposed to bring a carbon shlomim, because it says it's a machta. Yeshir, there's a shir that they said, harmim chashem kini lisani. Tunufa, the kohen waves, the kohen puts his hands on top of your hands, and he waves it up and down, back and forth. And velina, you have to stay overnight, meaning, even if you bring a carbon shlomim the day before you brought your rekorm, and so you had lina machmas the carbon, so you already did your lina for the carbon. And nonetheless, if you brought rekorm separately, on a separate day, you have to have lina for the bikurim itself, even with the outer carbon. All right? And, of course, none of that applies to truma and meiser. Trumas meiser. Now we're going to go to trumas meiser. Again, trumas meiser is when you give the levi meiser and he gives 10% of that to the kohen. That's trumas meiser. Shavu lebikurim b'shnei drachim l'trumim b'shnei drachim. There's two ways it's like truma, two ways it's like bikurim. How is it? Tell us how tahir al hatzmeya. So, truma, you can take it from tar al atame. We've talked about this before. And the reason why you can't take truma from tar al atame is because we're afraid. What are you going to do? Because you're afraid you're going to tell me the truma, you'll keep it separate. And it won't be nitel min hamukaf. So therefore, Chacham said, you can't take tar al atame. Mashen can trumas meister, you don't have to worry about that because trumas meister is taka taken shalom and hamukaf. Vishalom and Amukaf, and also there's a din that's not taken Amukaf. Actually, that's the reason for he tells us the Tara al Atameya. Kibikurim, that's just like Bikurim. There's no such din of Mukaf by Bikurim. By Saras Sagairin, but on the other hand, that if it will answer the Gairin. And Yesh Lashir has a measure, of course, 10%, Kitruma like Truma. Now, I want to just tell you something about this interesting thing about Oseres as Hagairin. Actually, I'll wait till we do the Gemara. There's an interesting gra about this. Let's wait till we see the Gemara. Select the Gemara. So now we're on Yuchas on the base, flying right along here. Nicha ha Truma Oseres Hagairin. We understand the Truma is a Gairin. It means before. We're going to learn like the gra that the Pshat is, before you have Gemar Malacha, you can eat from an Arai. But if you took Truma before the Gemar Malacha, the Truma creates a Gemar, a Kriyas. And that's what the Kriyas. It creates a Gemar Malacha that you no longer can eat from the rest of the Paris Arai anymore. Okay? Take a look at the Gerah. Let's see. Yeah, I thought I saw something more better than this. Just a second. Just a second. I want to see if I have it over here. Yeah, I'm sorry. Look at Yilchas Amud Aleph. The Gra, right at the beginning of Truma Mahamaiser Eser Nesagarin Pirish. Yeah, the Gra. Look at the Bir HaGra, second line on the second column. She'em Toram Afal Pi Shogoi Ra Pnei Habayis. If you took off Truma, even if it wasn't right, Pnei Habayis. It was mutter achil asarai prior to your taking off the truma. Avokesha toram, azai ha truma taivdalas va'asa oisa kegairin. The truma, the act of taking off truma, makes it like a gairin, and it makes it like it's nigram locha. Benegeya sho asur lachol achiras arai achi yitin kol maitris. You have to then, from that point forward, fix it all before you can eat anything. That's how he touches up. Shah truma eastern as a garin. The chain, nasan meiser sheni. Gam kein toivol. Even if you gave meiser sheni, which we're going to see in a second, what the pshat is, don't even giving meiser sheni. Gemara's going to say in a second. It means you were dima b'shibolim. You took it first. You took it out of order, right? So osur ba'achilas arai atchiyotzi kol hamatonos hatzrichim. From that point forward, it's considered tovel. Okay, it's like the what we call the gurin. So that's the gross shot over here, and it makes the whole Gemara go very smoothly. So the Gemara asks, Truma, we understand, Maiser, Sagarn, we understand, Maiser, Sheni. No, we don't understand. It's a question. Maiser, Iser, Sagarn, Bitmia, right? How does Maiser, Sheni prohibit the produce of the threshing floor? There's really nothing left. That's like the last one, right? Right, so that's what 7 says. 7 says, Truma is the first one. Then you take Maaser Rishon, and then you take Maaser Sheni. By the time you take on Maaser Sheni, it's completely fixed. So how do you find that Maaser Sheni is going to create a Israel in the garden? Tifter Shehetim of Bishibolim. The answer is simple. He did that first. Dam Rabbu B'Shem Shemun Lakish Maaser Rishon Shehetim of Bishibolim Patur Mitruma Gedayla. If you took Maaser Rishon first, then that produce is not chayev in truma.
Wait a minute,
we're talking about he took Maaser Sheni now. So the same thing. It says in the English that even though these Amoraim are speaking of Maaser Rishon, and our mission is talking about Maaser Sheni, the principle is the same. If the separation of Maaser Sheni is defective, it follows that it prohibits the rest of the produce as tevel on the rabbinical level, and that's what our Mishnah means, that Maaser Sheni prohibits the produce of the threshing floor. All right?
Where were you reading?
I was reading the top English, the where it explains the Gemara. Okay, now we're up to 18b3. Niknim al-Mukhub al-Karka. So, the Siv. Pasuk says, Mikori kol asher ba'artzam. The first fruits that is in their land, be'artzah means that it's still connected to the land. You can make the whole field bikurim. Dixiv, rachis kol, bikure, kol. It says kol twice, right? So that means the whole field can
actually,
be...
One is with the commas, one is with the kailum, so...
Rachis kol, bikure, kol, yeah, whatever. It's a drasha, you know? Mashma,
no,
afilu kol hasan.
The point is to say that you can versus
Shumar. Right. Yeah. Rash Siro says it might be a mistake. They might be quoting the wrong pasuk. Oh, I'm not sure. Let's keep going because this is a very easy Gemara. We can finish up half of your test already. So then it says what? Next page, your test. Hayav and Machri Yuson, you're responsible. The Ksir Rashis Bikurei Ad Moscha. The main part of the pasuk they don't quote over here. It's supposed to say Tavi Beis Hashem Alakecha. The drasha really is from Tavi Beis Hashem Alakecha. That you're responsible to bring it. So that's how you know Achrayas. Tunun Karbon, Nemakan Simcha, Nevahalan Simcha. It says that Shlomim is where you get Simcha. So Simcha is Nevahalan Shlomim. Right, the Samachta B'chagecha, it's a Simcha, but it was Karbon Shlomo, Shalmei Simcha, right? Da'av Kan Shlomo, here too, there's a Din of Shlomo. Vishir, now Kan Tov, Samachta B'chol HaTov, Nemel Halon, Hinchol Ahem, Kishir HaGavim, Yifei Kol, Meitiv Nagein, whatever that's talking about, I'm not sure, 8. Yecheskel, Hashem tells the prophet Yecheskel that the people do not take his words to heart. Rather, they listen to him simply because his speeches are aesthetically pleasing, like a romantic ballad. So therefore, what's a ballad?
A song.
A ballad? Yeah, it's like a song. Yeah, most songs are, yeah. So it says, let's see, so it says Tov. So Tov over there, it says Yifei Kol Meitiv Nagein. So I guess Tov is an allusion to song. Tenu for waving, the Siv. Lakacha Kain Atam Yadecha B'Hinicho. Rabba Savikor Shiyatanu Tenu for Rav Lozman Yaakov. I don't know what this Rav Lozman Yaakov was talking about. Let's see. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it says over here in footnote 11, he has a Gzeirah Shavah between this pasuk and the pasuk in Vayikra with the waving of the Shlomim. Your hand, in our verse, is referring to the waving ceremony. Okay, there's probably another limud that he brings here from the Bavli. Okay. Yeah. So that's how you know that there's tnufa. Okay? Lina, because it says when you say Baboka Halakta Law Lafa. Hokal Pina Shata Pinala, Hulaba Baker. Whenever you leave, you it's in the morning. Okay? So Rabbi Yerna says, Hadot the Tamer Bashani Mohan Carbon. Of course, this is talking about if there's no carbon with it. But if it's Yeshua and carbon, Guloi Kaston Lino Machmasa carbon. That's what we spoke out. You have to have Lino if you bring a carbon. So if you were bringing a carbon shalom together with your Bikurim, you knew already you had to have Lino because of that.
You don't have to bring carbon. You still have to stay overnight, right?
Yes. Yes. It's Lechatchila. Right. The novelty taught by our Mishnah is that even if he did not offer a shlomim at the time he brought his Bikurim, he still needs to stay overnight due to the Bikurim themselves. Now, he in the brackets, he says that the Rambam seems to rule that you're only obligated to stay overnight for Bikurim if you brought a carbon shlomim with them. So he seems to be disregarding the Yerushalmi here. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure Rambam. So then we have I don't know that the Bavli argues. So then we have this we have this following thing, this Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosha, Chamin Rabbanan, Chamin Hoin Amar, Shlaisa Merasha, Peres Tatmeim, Chayavim Mebikurim. They both make two separate observations from the Gemaras that we've just quoted. And they don't argue, they're just making two different observations. The first observation is really obvious. It's that you see that Peiros, that our Tomei are Chayv and Bikurim, because we said that Trumas Meiser is like Bikurim because it's Nitl Man HaTor Al HaTomei. In that way, it's like Bikurim. So that means Bikurim has, there's a din of Bikurim by Peiros and Tomei. If it wasn't, then it's not like Bikurim. And number two...
So that would be talking about the Bikurim become Tomei after they cut off the whatever you had.
After it was harvested, yeah.
Yeah.
If after all the produce, after all one's produce became tomei after it was harvested, number 18, he's still obligated to designate bikurim from that tomei produce. This can be derived from the Mishnah. If tomei fruits were not subject to bikurim, it couldn't have said that you separate the bikurim from taral and tomei. If it's not subject to bikurim, then you wouldn't need to separate anything for it. Okay. Now the question is, before we said that when Bikurim became Tomei, what did you do? You used to scatter them on the courtyard. That's what we spoke out. Remember? There was a special word. I think it was Niputz or something. You went ahead and you spread them out on the floor. That sounds like Tomei fruits are exempt from Bikurim. So what are you going to do with that? That's a steer to this Gemara. So Rav Folder explains, there's an obligation to separate Bikurim from Tomei fruits, even if they won't be offered. Okay, so you still have what? That's the 18. Second paragraph.
Not the Hebrew.
Okay, so and the last thing is tonight is Chad Omar Ma'aser Rishon Shekdim B'Shabbalim Patmin Truma Gedola. Obviously, we've said many times that if you took off Ma'aser first, then you won't have to take Truma Gedola. That's how we explain how it is. It ushers it and creates a gyren. And with that, we'll end half of your test. It's Hashem tomorrow. We'll continue on. Everybody say, have a good evening.